AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A U.S. military plane is en route to Kathmandu, Nepal, with 70 aid personnel, including a Virginia-based search and rescue team. The cargo plane is also carrying 45 tons of assistance for areas that were hard hit by Saturday's massive earthquake that left more than 2,500 people dead. Acrid white smoke is rising above the nation's most revered Hindu temple, where hundreds of bodies are being cremated. In the meantime, Megan Butler, an Australian education instructor, says aftershocks are terrifying folks in Kathmandu.
It took everyone by surprise and people flooded out of the shops. The street was filled, people were grabbing each other, and then everyone sort of waited for it to finish.
A wake is underway at a funeral home in Baltimore, Maryland, in memory of Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old black man who died a week ago after sustaining serious injuries while in police custody.
He'd be with me.
Gray's funeral will be held tomorrow. Coast Guard crews are still searching for five people missing after recovering two bodies following a powerful weekend storm that capsized several sailboats competing in a regatta near Mobile Bay, Alabama. AP correspondent Melissa Nelson Gabriel reports the search is a big one.
They have multiple aircraft involved and Coast Guard vessels. They have state law enforcement agency vessels out there, and they're continuing to expand the search. Mobile Bay is a big body of water.
Israel's military launched an airstrike today on its border with Syria after spotting militants carrying a bomb. Deadly street battles raged in Yemen's third largest city today. This is AP Radio News. The acting chief executive of the Clinton Foundation is acknowledging the global philanthropy made mistakes in how it disclosed its donors. But Mara Pauley defended the foundation's work and reaffirmed its commitment to transparency. Lanny Davis, former White House counsel in the Clinton administration, has told Fox News Sunday he sees nothing unusual in the high speaking fees the former president received after his wife became Secretary of State in the Obama administration.
It's more logical that right after he got out of the White House, before the foundation's activities and before he did so much good around the world, he's going to be less valuable. But I know that former presidents receive fees of this dimension, so I'm not shocked.
Since announcing her run for president, Hillary Clinton has been besieged with questions about financial support of her family charity and foundation. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.